Shanklin walks back to the 30-yard line. Teammates lined up on both sides. The referee has blown the whistle. We are ready for week two. Shanklin rocking up on his toes, waves to both sides, runs to the ball and kicks a low line drive kick. And it's going to bounce behind the Tigers, and it's going to go out of bounds. Oh, no. Did he touch it before he went out of bounds? He did. Oh, no. He touched it. Was that Quentin? It was. Quentin Brock fielded that ball. It was going to go out of bounds. He just wasn't sure, and he fielded it and stepped out of bounds. And Warsaw will start from the 2-yard line. Holy cow.
That's a play where you probably just need to let that one go out of bounds. Even if worst case scenario, if it doesn't go out of bounds at the very last minute before Warren Central gets down there, then just hop on the ball. But, man, from this vantage point, it did look like it was headed out of bounds.
But guys are running fast on you. You had a choice to make. You had to make it. He made it. First and 10 Tigers from their own 2-yard line. Sullivan, quarterback dive. We'll get 2 yards out to the 4-yard line. And on the stop for Warren Central is Marcus Bell, who last week had 4 solo tackles, 2 assisted tackles, and blocked a field goal. Second down and 8. Again, the Tigers punted 3 times last week, 12 times all last year. Against this defense last week, Snyder punted 10 times. Option play left, and we have a flag that comes in. Hand off to Duncan, who got a yard to the 5. But let's see what the flag is. I don't know, the Warsaw kids are clapping.
Could be a face mask?
Maybe. Yeah, and it's a personal foul face mask. So that's a 15-yard walk-off, and that's the best news of anything that's happened in the first 37 seconds of the game. That is a big walk-off and an automatic first down for the Tigers.
Yeah, that's huge. And now the ball's out kind of where it should be, or what it should probably could have been. But here we go, first and 10.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge break for Warsaw. First down, Tigers. By penalty, they'll take it from the 21-yard line. The clock will run at 11:20 left to go in our opening quarter. Warsaw's offense looking to the near sideline. We are in the visitor's press box, so all the Warsaw fans that have made the trip down here are right below us. The Warren Central fans all on the other side. Sullivan, option play. Oh, fumble in the backfield. It's rolling around loose. Warren Central's jumping up and down like they've got it, but they had a chance at it and didn't get it the first time. Warsaw ends up with it. Sullivan ended up on it. Second down and 10.
That just shows you how quick that defensive line is. They were right off the ball, created that fumble. That's excellent.
It's a loss of a yard back to the 20-yard line. That loss goes to Sullivan because he's the one that fell on it. Fair or unfair, that's the way that works. Ball in the middle of the field to the left of us, the west end of Warrior Stadium. Oh, and there's movement. And that should be against Warren Central. And it is Tyrone Burris in a big hurry. That's 5 more yards. So that'll be second down now and 6 coming up for the Tigers.
So we saw that 3 or 4 times last week against Michigan City, but that hard count.
So far, it's got 1 victim. Now from the 25, Sullivan moves Davis in, then sends it back out. Option play left. Sullivan's going to keep it. Turn up field. He breaks the tackle, and he's got a first down. Outside the 30-yard line to the 32. That's a 7-yard gain. Best play that the offense has generated so far. First down, Tigers. Their second of this opening drive.
And I like that, just attacking right at him. Just go, you know, right out between those tackles, and, again, 3, 4, or 5 yards at a time.
10 minutes left to play opening quarter. First drive of the game. It started at Warsaw's 2. Oh, and there's another jump. Marcus Bell jumped off sides. Drew Sullivan responsible for 10 yards gained so far in this. And Mike Kircher wants timeout. timeout, Warren Central. We'll take it. 9:48 left to play opening quarter. No score. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw has gained 25 yards by penalty and 7 in actual offense. They're at their own 37-yard line, first down and 5 after another 5-yard walk-off. Sullivan under center. Duncan behind him. Hands off to Brody, and Brody breaks through, and he's past the 40-yard line. He'll be short of the first down by a yard to the 41. And he'll bring up second down and short after a gain of 4. Warsaw, the penalty yardage, getting themselves out of the shadow of the goal line, they look a lot more confident now than they did those first couple snaps.
Oh, yeah. And just hammering, just keep hammering those between those tackles.
Second down and about a yard and a half for Warsaw from their own 41. Sullivan, quarterback keeper, and I think he's got the first down. He's past the 42-yard line. That should be enough. But let's see. Got to wait for him to put the ball down. Are they going to measure? Nope, first down. No measurement. First down, Tigers. 8:54 left to play, opening quarter. This is the opening drive. Warsaw touched the ball and then stepped out of bounds at their own 2-yard line. And they have worked their way out to the 42. Sullivan looks over the Warren Central defense, who is very tight. And they have 5 down linemen here. Duncan runs right and gets stacked up and thrown to the ground at the 43. That's a gain of a yard. Second down and 9 coming up for the Tigers.
And you're going to have some of those plays, but I do like how our offensive line is really exploding off the ball, off the line of scrimmage. That's very heartening to see.
Well, they better, because if they don't, they're going to get run into the parking lot.
Well, that's the thing. Those dominant defensive lines, if they can, like, just sabotage that line of scrimmage and get in the backfield, that's just treacherous for any offense.
They don't even have to get to the ball carrier. They just have to disrupt the play.
That's correct.
Second down and 9. From the 43, Sullivan will fake the handoff and go up the middle behind his guard, and he's got good yardage past the 45 out to the 47-yard line. And that's a gain of 4 more yards. Sets up third down and 5.
So an advantage to Warsaw, you play teams like, you know, Warren Central, Snyder, you know, even, you know, Penn to an extent. They don't see a lot of this. They just don't see a lot of flex bone. And it takes more than a week of defensive practice to be able to control it. And that's what we're seeing so far.
Third down and 4 coming up. Sullivan's going to keep it again, and he gets about a yard out past the 48-yard line.
I don't see Mason out there.
No, they're going for it.
Yep.
They're going for
it,
and there's no doubt about that ever, especially in this game. Fourth down and 4.
News Now Warsaw, 1480 AM, 99.7 FM, and newsnowwarsaw.com. And
Warren Central jumped off sides, and it's a first down for the Tigers.
That's huge. That's 4 penalties so far just this drive on Warren Central for 30 yards.
So another false start, or another offsides penalty. Warsaw gets into Warren Central territory at the Warrior 47, first down and 10. Sullivan goes under center, takes the snap, option left, hands off up the middle.
News Now Warsaw.
Oh, we have some activity after
AM,
the play.
99.7 FM and newsnowwarsaw.com.
Cameron Kaufman got roughed up a little bit.
We weren't able to get to your call right now. If you have a news tip,
it's a gain
please
of 2.
Leave your name, phone number, and
second
all
down
information about
and 9
the news
or 8 coming
tone
up.
You can also leave a voicemail for news director Dan Spaulding or
some hand fighting there. Cam Kaufman.
apparently we've lost power back at the radio station. So we're just going to keep going. Second and nine. Sullivan, play action fake. Under pressure, rolls out, and he'll be sacked. Back at the Tiger 48, that's the first sack against the Tiger quarterback this season. And it belongs to Marcus Bell. And it will be third down and 11 coming up for Warsaw. Sullivan had time originally, but it didn't last very long.
And third and long is definitely not a situation where you want to be in if you're Warsaw, especially against Warren Central.
No, not against these cats.
Nope. And rarely not ever.
Third down and 11 coming up. Sullivan, play action fake, rolling right. Got a man open down the field. It's going to be intercepted. What a catch. Holy cow. Keith Jackson with the interception. It looked like Grady Nelson was going to make that catch for a first down inside the Warren Central 35. And a diving, leaping interception by Jackson to pick it off.
That's just an athlete, because it looked the entire time the ball was in the air, it looked like that was going to be a completion for a first down. At the last second, here comes the interception, just right in front of the receiver. Incredible.
Warsaw's first turnover of the season.
And to Drew Sullivan's credit, you're not going to see a lot of defensive backs in the NLC that are able to make that play. That was just incredible.
Rivers throws it out left for Warren Central. Got a man at the 32 of Warren Central, and he dives past the 35 out to the 38. That is Hester making the catch. It's a gain of 6, second down coming up. Second down and 6. Hand off up the middle, not much room there. They made the most of it. Getting past the 40-yard line. Trying to get you a number there. That was Garnett, the senior, who transferred here from Westfield. Rivers, as we told you in the pregame show, is a transfer from Hammond Knoll.
Well, if we can get Warren Central off the field here, that would be huge.
Third down and 4 coming up. Rivers, play action fake, looking out to the flat, throws it, and it's going to be caught. Caught at the Tiger 49-yard line. Kyron Williams makes the catch. And that's a first down for Warren Central. I thought Jaden Habager was in the game, and I thought he was going to get it.
It was close. That was just a good pitch and catch.
For a guy who had trouble throwing touch passes last week, yeah. He didn't have any trouble on that one. 3:26 left to play, clock running, first quarter. This is Warren Central's first possession. It comes after Warsaw's first turnover of the season. And now whistles and another timeout taken here by Warren Central. No score, 3:16 left in the quarter. Back after this on News Now Warsaw. Here we go. First down and 10 for Warren Central. Handoff on the draw. Big hole. 40, 35. This is Garnett. Stood up, spun around, still going inside the 30, all the way down to the 26-yard line. That's a 23-yard gain for Garnett, the halfback, who had just 44 rushing yards last week. He's off to a great start with that carry here tonight.
Just some real athletic moves there by Garnett. Shake and bake a little bit, a couple of our defenders.
3 minutes left to play here in the opening quarter. Warren Central trying to take the early lead here against Warsaw. Rivers from the shotgun takes a snap, quick throw near side, got a man open. It's Williams again. He's at the 15-yard line and dragged out of bounds by Egoff right at the 15-yard line. And that'll be a gain of 11 and another first down for Warren Central at the 15. Again, we're off the air. We know that, but we're going to keep broadcasting. People can go back and listen to it on Saturday and beyond.
After,
see what they missed.
Yep. After the first couple, Warren Central's offense seems to be humming right now.
Rivers, as a man to his left, takes the snap, lofts it toward the end zone. It's incomplete. He threw it right in the middle of the coverage to Isaiah Rollins. There were two Tigers there, Vilma coming in from the far side, Wilson from the near side. Neither one of them could get to it because the pass was overthrown. It's second down and 10.
I thought Tristan was going to get that one.
When he cut the ball loose,
yep.
I saw it was going to be high. I thought the same thing. Yep. Second down and 10. Ball in the near hash mark at the 15-yard line. Two wideouts right, one left. Tight end is right, and they've got an extra lineman on the left. Play action fake. Rivers is going to tuck it and keep it, and he's going to be hit and throw for a loss. Back at the 18-yard line. Cam Kaufman on the stop. We saw him last week with extended playing time on the defensive side of the ball as well as the offense. And he showed you a lot of that last week, and he's got one here that makes it third down and 13.
He just sliced through that offensive line and made a great play.
I don't want to overhype this. This might be the play of the game right here. If Warsaw can force them into a field goal attempt, it would be a huge, huge win. Play clock down to 7. Warren Central finally gets themselves situated. Back to throw is Rivers. Hit as he throws. It's intercepted at the goal line. Intercepted. It's Wilson to the 15, and down he goes. Wilson could get to that one. He picks it off, and the Tigers stop him. One turnover each way. Warsaw's got the ball at the 15-yard line.
Great instincts there. Great instincts. Read the ball the whole way. Easy, easy interception. Return to the 15-yard line. I will say that Rivers becoming a little too complacent throwing that ball, throwing it wherever he thinks he can. And that time, Warsaw made him pay. So Tristan didn't get it last time, but he got it that time.
He had 4 interceptions a year ago. He's got his first of this year. And it's first and 10 Tigers from their 15-yard line. Option play and nowhere to go. The Tiger running back was Robbie Hoffert, and he got stopped right at the line of scrimmage, second down.
That's that stout defensive line making plays there, just kind of blowing that play up. That play really didn't have a chance to go from the beginning, just due to that defensive line play.
Second and 10, Warsaw. What a start to the football game. Crazy. Just crazy. Tigers have dodged a bullet. At the ball at the 15, second down and 10. Option play. They pitch it back to Brock. Brock turns up field. Blockers 20, 25. Oh, he got hit high and goes down at the 26-yard line. There's no flag, but there is a first down for Warsaw. Should be. Oh, no, wait a minute. There is a flag down. No, they're pointing back to Warsaw.
I'm with you. I think that was a high tackle.
It was really high. Holding against the Tigers. So that'll back them up. Flag from the 15-yard line. Half the distance moves it back inside the 10. Between the 7 and the 8. 1:06 left to play. Opening quarter. We've lost all power at the tower. So it's going to be quite a ways before we're able to do anything. Sullivan, whistle sound, flags fly. This is going to be an offside against Warren Central. Oh, no, wait a minute. The official on the far side put his hands on his hips and pointed toward Warren Central.
Well, it can't be offsides and
no, it
false
can't
starts.
No, can't be both. And that'll move the ball back to the 3-yard line. So penalties now sending the Tigers the wrong way. Second and 23 for Warsaw. Back where they started their first drive, back at about the 3-yard line. They touched the kickoff and then stepped on the sidelines. And that's where they started. And they got the ball all the way into Warren Central territory, but were unable to go any farther. They had a pass intercepted. An amazing interception. Can't say enough about the interception by Keith Jackson. Because I thought Grady Nelson was wide open. He was going to catch it. And I didn't know if he was going to be able to turn and go upfield with it. Oh, hold on. They've changed it. They've made it offsides against Warren Central. So from the 8-yard line, it comes out to near the 13.
And I think that was the right call.
I'm looking through the binoculars, and it looked like their guy jumped into the neutral zone first.
Yeah, that's
now,
one of those.
Whether the guy on this side saw that or not, that would be difficult because the ball is on the far hash mark, and it was the far side of the formation. Second down and about 13. Option play up the middle, not much there. That is Hoffert. Yes, Hoffert with the carry. And he got 2 yards to 15. It's third down and 11.
Well, time for one more play this quarter.
Warsaw does have to run a play. It's about 4 seconds difference between the play clock and the game clock. Sullivan's going to take his time. Let the play clock get down to 5, then 4, then 3, then 2. Now he goes under center, sends a man in motion, pitches it to Brock. He'll turn up field and he'll get hit, and he got nothing. No gain on the play. Warren Central too quick for that, and that'll do it for the first quarter. Warsaw nothing, and Warren Central nothing. We're back after these words on News Now Warsaw.